We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back. Fourth and final quarter of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. We've done a lot of looking ahead to the 2019 season. Spent the early part of the show looking at training camp and what storylines to follow. We're continuing our position preview series now. Coming to you, of course, from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle here with me. We discussed safeties earlier. We're looking at cornerbacks now and what to make of that position group. Some of the things that you should follow along with, and really trying to answer the question, how good can they be in 2019? High hopes, of course, for Penn State's defense as a whole. I think the cornerback group has some real potential to be very, very good and help drive this Penn State defense. So looking at cornerbacks, Greg, I think, first and foremost, as a fifth-year senior, John Reed, you're looking to him to anchor not just the cornerback room, not just hold it down on one half of the field, but to probably spread some leadership by example.
Right.
Seems kind of a quiet kid, but somebody who goes about his business. You saw him come on in the second half of last season as he started to get healthier and healthier and healthier after missing 2017 with a knee injury. You know, if John Reed is fully healthy, you know, he's always had a mature approach to the game. But if he's as healthy and fast and physical as we've seen him in his Penn State career, he could have a very big fifth-year senior season.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, the one thing with John Reed is he obviously maybe didn't get the credit he would have typically received last year because of how slow he was to come back from the ACL injury. I shouldn't say slow, but it definitely, and he's admitted, as is Terry Smith, that the first half of that season was kind of compromised a bit for him until that Ohio State game. That was really his kind of first game back as that was really his first game back as a healthy, fully backed player. So, obviously won't have that to worry about going into this season. So, yeah, I mean, he is expected to be a leader of that guy. I thought he showed a new, I don't want to say, he was just, you know, very, he's always been a very honest guy, very well thought out guy, very well spoken guy. But I thought in Chicago during Big Ten Media Days, when he was one of the team's representatives there, he took on a new sort of approach of explaining things and showing how the team was going to be different in some areas this fall. So I think, it'd be right to expect a big season out of him.
And, you know, big in the respect of, you know, he's a guy who's going to probably command a certain amount of respect, and he's going to do all the little things right. He's just going to be on receivers' hips. And I don't know, you know, you just have to characterize with cornerbacks, you know, what does big mean? Big probably won't mean six interceptions. Big will just mean really just doing that work and making opposing receivers work for everything they get, not giving up a lot of big plays, not getting whistled. You would anticipate as a fifth-year senior for a lot of bad penalties and that kind of thing. Just doing the work at the cornerback spot and playing that cover corner well, even if he might not be the most disruptive guy on Penn State's depth chart at cornerback. John Reed, I think you can, you know, as long as he's healthy, you can take a big year to the bank for him. Looking across the field, you know, Penn State has cycled guys in and really done a good job of that. 2 years ago, Christian Campbell. Last year, Imani Oruwariye. These are guys who were more or less third cornerbacks in anticipation of that move. And then they graduated right into starting roles. And I think, you know, in both cases, probably exceeded expectations. Mm-hmm. Tariq Casper Fields is in the exact same position here. Played as a true freshman. He was that number three corner last year, which is, you know, more or less a starting job that he played. Now it's his turn to graduate into that starting lineup. And you see a lot of evidence that he can be as good as those guys, if not better now as a true junior. I don't know that if we're looking at if he has a big year, all bets are off as far as what his future holds. But at this stage, I would expect Tariq Casper Fields to have a good year, but maybe be back for 2020.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, another question with him is obviously if he, you know, had an off-field issue this offseason that resulted in a charge. It wasn't a major citation, but, you know, will that force Penn State to suspend him for the first game or first couple games? You know, I don't know the answer to that question, and James Franklin hasn't talked about it. So We don't know yet, but I mean, ultimately, when you watch Tariq Hatfield play Dustin, he's one of those guys that when you talk about maybe the way Penn State's recruited differently over the last couple of years and the way that they've been able to really find speed, especially in the back end of the secondary, man, Tariq Hatfield comes immediately to mind.
You know what I love about Tariq Hatfield, by the way, is that he's not the biggest guy. He's a wiry type player. He's listed at 6 feet and 197 pounds, long cornerback for them. But he is not afraid to get physical. He's not afraid to step when running plays are coming at him. He's not afraid to take on blockers. He's not afraid to try to deliver a big blow. He's a pretty sure tackler. It's the kind of he has done that stuff and thrived in a role that isn't always the first thing to jump out at you in a cornerback, because coverage and making plays on the ball are the more exciting thing. But he is a pretty complete cornerback, and I think we're going to start seeing that full scale this year when he probably isn't going to come off the field very often.
No, I don't think so. I think you're absolutely right that the more they have him on the field, the better off that they will be as a defense. And, you know, we've seen them rotate the corners some, but he doesn't figure to be one of those guys rotating it much.
Here's a big question. You know, I think you can say with confidence that, you know, one way or another, John Reed and Tariq Hatfield are the top two cornerbacks on the roster. Who's the number three? Is it definitively Donovan Johnson right now? He is, you know, one of the reasons that Zach McPherson ended up leaving, and he's at Texas Tech now. Donovan Johnson emerged as a redshirt freshman last year as a player that the staff liked, as a player who was capable of maybe playing that number three corner job. It looks like that's going to be where he's at this year, but he's not without competition for that spot.
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing that's tough with Donovan Johnson is we know that he was a little banged up in the spring, and that put him behind the eight ball. But, you know, that third corner competition is going to be fascinating, much like the starting safety job, because they have a couple of guys who could fill that role. And, you know, I think, you know, we probably shouldn't go too much further without discussing Keaton Ellis. I mean, the State College area, a four-star recruit, Terry Smith said that, you know, he had the best film of any cornerback in the country last year as far as he was concerned, and he comes and backs it up with, you know, some pretty darn good play in spring practice. It looks like, makes it look like that he will get a green shirt or a green light and won't redshirt, I would assume. So it's going to be interesting to watch and see how that all shakes out.
So Keaton Ellis, you know, he arrives in January along with Marquise Wilson. You watch both of them to see, you know, especially side by side, like who's got a step on the other as far as, you know, trying to win that race to play a big role this year. And Keaton Ellis, I think, did. And you don't have to look much further than, you know, him being listed at 5'11", 190, and Marquise Wilson being listed at 5'11", 173. Mm-hmm. They both have a way of making a play on the ball in the air. That is for sure. And that goes right into our conversation about Penn State bringing in more guys who actually have takeaway ability. They did it in high school. They look for it. They look for the ball when it's in the air. They have the physical and the actual athletic ability to make plays like a wide receiver would. Both Keaton Ellis and Marquise Wilson fall under that category. But Keaton Ellis, such an impressive overall athlete. You know, he was a basketball player, and I think a track and field guy in high school too. And he was just a really good athlete across the board. And he's pretty much built exactly the way that you want him to be built to play the cornerback spot. And I wouldn't be so sure by the time the season's over if he's not your number three cornerback. He's not the next in line, just like Tariq Hatfield, just like Imani Oruwariye, just like Christian Campbell. He might be, you know, the heir apparent at for, you know, one of those when the starting job opens up. Like when John Reed leaves after the 2019 right. season, it's my anticipation right now that Keaton Ellis is your starting cornerback in 2020.
Yeah, I would assume so. I mean, it seems like he's just done so well adjusting to the college game and maturing at a quick pace that is needed. So, I mean, you put those two things together, and yeah, as far as I'm concerned, I agree with you. I think that he probably is in line to be a starter sooner rather than later, and that starts with contributing in a big way as a backup this year as a true freshman.
The Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking at 2019, the cornerback position group for Penn State. We're also thinking about the 2019 season. Kicks off on August 31st. If you're thinking about Penn State at all during that home schedule, you have to think about gopsurv.com. if you're interested in the ultimate tailgating experience. If you're not, there's not much I can do for you. But if you're interested in a, in an experience that allows you to experience game day weekends in Happy Valley like you've never experienced them before, check out gopsurv.com. You can arrive early in the weekend on Friday. You can leave on Sunday. You take in the whole game day. You don't have to worry about anything except for getting to the lot. And then once you get there with your buddies or your family, you just tailgate to your heart's content. They've got a huge TV, by the way, in the parking lot that I can vouch for. If you're interested in watching any of those games while you're playing cornhole, I just don't think life gets any better than that. Check it out at gopsurv.com. Looking down the cornerback depth chart just a little bit, you know, there's two different things I want to touch on. First of all, you know, are guys like Trent Gordon and DJ Brown, who, you know, I think it's time for one of these guys to try to make a move. There's competition, you know, for those jobs that reminds me a little bit of the 2018 freshman class arriving and forcing some of these guys to either make a move or make a different kind of move, like you saw, during the transfer bonanza. You know, DJ Brown and Trent Gordon, I know they like Trent Gordon, but, there's some talented freshmen around him. And I haven't even mentioned Joey Porter Jr. yet.
Right. Yeah, Joey Porter Jr. is a guy that seems to have really, done some nice things since he got on campus, too. And I don't want to overlook him because Keaton Ellison, Marquise Wilson were early enrollees doesn't mean that they're automatically the ones that'll play a lot of the snaps and Joey Porter Jr. won't. But, he's a guy that, again, is looking to make a quick move, and it'll be interesting to see if they ever move him back to safety or maybe linebacker or keep him at corner. You know, I think he has some position flexibility, so he's interesting. But, yeah, I don't want to say Trent Gordon and DJ Brown have to find a way into the rotation this year. They might be passed over. But, again, you look at how things have shaken out the last couple of years, and a lot of the young guys come in, and you're right, they make the old guys either really improve quickly so they keep their spot, or they have to either, be content as a backup, play special teams, or just move on to some other program.
Daquan Hardy is the other member of Penn State's 2019 class listed at cornerback. He's 5'9", 170. Guy who came along late, one of the quickest, scrappiest guys in the class. And I'm excited about where that could take him as a special teamer, as a number three, number four cornerback someday, not in the not so distant future. I would also say I was very impressed by Makai Self, who's a freshman walk-on from IMG Academy at the Blue-White game. What that means moving forward, I don't know. But I think to have a guy like that and secure him as a walk-on is just a really good bonus for an already good position group. So there you go. This is it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're going to continue our position preview series as we move forward. Check all of it out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.